The New South Wales opposition says the Shenhua Watermark Project should be canned. The project, located on the Liverpool Plains in the state's northwest, has been controversial from the beginning. Today, the New South Wales government announced it's buying back more than half of the miners' exploration licence. Farmers say the decision is a step in the right direction, but the miner says it will still push ahead with the project. Penny Timms reports.
After years of community uproar, the New South Wales government today announced it's buying back half of a mining exploration licence sold to Chinese miner Shenhua.
We've acted today to make sure that there can be no mining on the fertile black soil of the Liverpool Plains.
Don Harwin is the New South Wales Resources Minister. When Shenhua bought the original mining exploration licence from the previous Labor government, it set the company back $300 million. Today, the New South Wales Liberal National government announced it's buying back half of that licence at a cost of $262 million. The government is standing by that figure, saying it's simply adjusted to reflect the value of the licence in today's terms.
We've struck the right balance today between the need to protect prime agricultural land and the need for jobs and prosperity in regional communities.
Andrew Searle is the New South Wales Labor leader in the Upper House and opposition spokesman for resources. It's safe to say he disagrees.
The government should just cancel the Shenhua Watermark project in total.
He says today's decision does nothing to reassure the agriculture industry of its future, and he's putting all the blame on the current government, saying it could have refused to extend the licence rather than offering a massive payout.
So they could have brought this to an end more than 4 years ago themselves. Instead, they renewed the licence. And that licence expired last October, and still they're entertaining the possibility of mining on the Liverpool Plains, putting prime agricultural land and water at risk. If mining occurs in this space, it's brought to you entirely by Gladys Berejiklian and the Liberal National Government.
Well, don't you think that's a bit unfair if it was the Labor government that provided that initial exploration licence? I mean, doesn't Labor have some responsibility in all of this as well?
We acknowledge that that was a mistake, but understand this, exploration licences are not forever. Yes, we've acknowledged that that decision by the former government was a mistake, but it's a mistake that this government has compounded twice over.
Tim Dudley is a Liverpool Plains farmer and has been actively fighting against coal mining in the area. He says it's a step in the right direction, but questions remain.
This is very significant. Today, the government has refused to allow Shenhua to progress onto the floodplain. It was always an extraordinarily contentious issue, the floodplain, and the prospect of harming the water resources under the floodplain. It does not take away from the fact that it may still harm the water resources in the ridge country if they progress a mine in other places, but this is a very, very significant concession by the government in protecting the farming area of the Liverpool Plains.
He's counting today as a win for agriculture.
Well, with mechanisation of the mines, the jobs are all the fluff and puff of the mine. But when it actually comes down to it, there will be thousands more jobs in agriculture in the Liverpool Plains for the next 1,000 years to come than will ever happen in mining. So this is about ensuring the long-term preservation of Gunnedah, the towns and the community based on agriculture, which is the new future, not a process that's 500 years old.
One of his supporters is Justin Field. He's also a Greens member of the New South Wales Parliament. He argues that the size of the licence is irrelevant.
This mine threatens the water supplies to one of the best agricultural land in the country. So this mine was always the wrong mine in the wrong place, and nothing's changed with today's announcement.
Like Labor, he too wants to see the project scrapped.
Let's put an end to this once and for all. The community aren't going to accept it. It's a disaster for our climate. It's a disaster for food supply. It's time for us to put the Shenhua coal mine to bed.
While many people behind the scenes are sceptical that a mine in the area would now be viable, that doesn't appear to be the opinion held by the company in question. Shenhua declined to speak to PM, and in a written statement, the Chinese miner says it's disappointed by today's decision. But the company also says it will continue developing plans for a mine on the remaining licence area. Shenhua also says it looks forward to continuing its relationship with the local community as it progresses the project. Scott Keenan is with the New South Wales Minerals Council. He says today sends an important message to both the mining and agriculture industries.
Mining and agriculture have been identified today by the government as both important industries for the region, and this agreement will help ensure that continues to be the way into the future.
He doesn't think today's decision to buy back part of the mining exploration licence will deter other businesses from investing in New South Wales.
Penny Timms.